Hi, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and today we're going to have a wonderful program discussing the importance of worship. I know that it'll inspire you. Welcome to Glorious Living. It's always a joy for me to join, have you come in here with, into Studio C with me. And today I have Chrissy Cifuentes again, and also my friend Renee Miller.
Oh, I'm so excited. Welcome to Studio C, Pastor Renee.
Thank you. Glad to have you. Most of you, if you watch our Sunday program, or if you've seen any of our big conferences, you've seen Renee at the keyboard.
Yes.
She served as our Covenant Church worship pastor for over 18 years. And she started her journey as worship pastor back in 1997 and served until 2006. And then 10 years later, 2016, the Lord led her back here to the ministry, and she's been passionately worshiping with us here at Covenant Church ever since. And Renee is here today with us to share the importance of worship and how the Spirit of, the God, of God led her to step into her calling of music ministry. Welcome,
Thank
Renee.
You, Jesus. It's so
Thank
wonderful.
You very much.
I love sitting next to you. Usually we're on the platform together worshiping Jesus
on the same
team. It's just so exciting to be with you and hear your
Thank
story
you.
Because I know it's going to impact so many people watching
Amen.
Today.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know that you're more comfortable singing songs, but you have a great story to tell. I love it every time you've shared the things that God has done to your in your life, your supernatural salvation, of course, but all the things, all the journeys that you've had over the years, it's always blessed me. So thank you for taking
things.
The time to be here with us.
Yeah,
very
love
welcome.
It.
Very
so
welcome. I wish I had my keyboard right here.
Yeah, we could have some background.
Play a little
we
bit.
Could have done
we
that.
Totally
we could make that happen.
We missed
another
it.
Time.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
We'll get it.
Because while she's playing, I'm telling you, you exhort the people from the platform.
That's right.
And that the Spirit of God Thank comes you. In, and it just it affects the whole atmosphere. Because you give your whole heart to God when you're up there.
That's very true.
It changes the atmosphere.
Totally.
When you walk into the room, when he walks into the room, everything changes, and we do a song a lot. The beautiful song that's so popular.
Yes.
I am a worship leader, but I can say honestly I'm still learning about worship. And it is a complete, at the end of the day, it's a complete surrender of your life.
Wow.
And that takes time. And I just happen to do worship through music, leading, but worship is your whole life.
Yeah.
It's a laying down, and it doesn't happen overnight. For me, it didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. It's been little by little, and illuminations, divine encounters, things that have happened to me that I've had to deal with over the years that led me into a place where it was less of me, less of me.
Yes.
Lord, what do you want to do? What songs do you want to choose as far as leading worship goes? And it's important to me, the songs I choose, because we are all in the same place in the church, but the object of our attention is Jesus.
Yes. Right.
So if he doesn't care for the song, then what is the point?
That's
so I'm very
true.
Careful about choosing the songs that magnify him, that glorify him.
Right.
And again, I am still in the process of learning because the kingdom is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
Whoa.
What he's training us
Thank
for.
You,
he's
Jesus.
Training me for the kingdom of God that
right.
is to come. So everything I can learn, I'm grateful for from him.
I love that. And the fact that you have skills, of course. You know, you grew up learning piano. I mean, I read some of your testimony you sent to me that your mother was like the choir director.
She was.
Was it at a Methodist church?
Methodist church.
And she taught you, made sure you had piano lessons from what, 5 years old?
Five.
All the way to 15.
Wow.
And then, of course, not just piano, you learned oboe. So you have these skill sets. And you know, there are a lot of people who are talented and they can sing, but it's a whole lot different than just singing and ministering. Which you know the difference, and your assignment has been to pull others in the congregation there. But you have to first be a worshiper yourself,
right?
Like you said before, you can bring anybody else into that
That's
place.
That's very true.
Right.
Yeah.
So he started very early with me. My mom said when I was two, since we had a piano in the house, that I would mimic her, and she said the first style I played was a boogie woogie.
Of See, we should have that piano here. She could have showed us what a boogie woogie
is. Session right now.
A boogie woogie is a good thing.
Anyway, the rhythm was in there right at the beginning. But the way I was trained was classically, so it was with all the notation. I was involved in orchestras and competitions, like I told you. And the competitions were unnerving. And as a little child, you're competing against other people and you have to be the best. And that was hard because when you lost, it wasn't fun.
Yes.
When you won, it was great. So you learn how to lose a little bit mm-hmm. and enjoy the winning too. But all of that prepped me for what I'm doing now. And I went from classical training into university. I kind of skirted around music. I ran from it, and I thought I was going to be a nurse at one time. And I'm like,
nurse? Oh, I can't imagine.
Nurse Renee.
Nurse Renee. They're doing a lot of healing by ministering music, but you're where you need to be.
I knew pretty quickly, I think I better go back to music. So,
well, you know, in those days, probably you didn't think a woman could make a living in music. Well, you could have taught music. Taught piano or something.
I could have, but it's so important to go with your passion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm. so I did follow my passion and went to university and learned how to just be a little wild mm-hmm. and because I was away from home. Mm-hmm. And then I went 4 years. It wasn't consecutive, but decided to join my brother's band. Mm-hmm. So I quit school and joined a rock band, and that's where I learned a little jazz and got more education as far as
that goes. How long were you with
that
rock band?
I think it was 2 years, mm-hmm. 2 to 3 years, but it was...
Did y'all travel, or were you stationary here in New
Orleans?
We
traveled, and we were local in New Orleans, mm-hmm. yes. And my brother didn't even know I knew how to sing, and he said, I'm putting a band together. And I said, really? I know how to sing. And he said, what? So uh-huh. I learned...
What did he play?
He played saxophone.
Okay. Oh,
wow,
I love the sax.
A talented family. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah,
I play clarinet, but it's not good enough for prime time.
Not yet, Miss Kathy. There's always time.
I'm going in another direction. Yeah. That wasn't God's plan for my life.
Amen. Well, we need to get one and just
let's
see
just
where
see.
You're at
let's
right
see.
Now.
Well, I never
you're
played
run
anything,
from
you know? I can sing. I can do this. I can sing.
Yes,
but
you can.
With, oh, thank you. But the piano, that would be a beautiful thing to do as well. Were you playing the piano back then? As well as singing? As
2 years
well.
Old.
Both.
Two, in the band?
Sorry, two, but in
yeah.
the band, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
So developed my vocal skills even more there. But with all of that said, when you're in the rock band, in the rock scene, as Brother Jesse's story is, it's a pretty dark world.
It is.
And with college and me being away from home and... You know, being a little bit on the wild side, it got even more wild with the band because we were up late nights.
Yeah.
We slept through the day and things like that. So anyway, my life began to spiral into a place where I needed to be rescued.
Wow.
And I had all this musical background but didn't have any direction, something was missing, and it was missing really bad.
And you knew it, probably. Or did you not know?
I didn't know what was going on at the time, but I was miserable.
Wow.
There was no life. There was a lot of darkness. Anyway, at that time, I was working at a piano store. So I got out of the band, I was in piano sales at Worldline's downtown, oldest piano store in the nation at the time.
That's in New Orleans.
First real job.
I
New
remember
Orleans,
that.
Downtown.
It was like a trademark in the area. Everybody knew where Worldline's was, you know, in the
right.
city.
It's the building still there. It's Palace Cafe right now. Mm-hmm. So God put me in that place. Didn't know God at the time, but it was my first real job, and it was great. Mm-hmm. And I sold Steinway pianos and sold a very large one right at first, so I was really excited. But anyway, my life didn't change. And there was a point where I was in a situation that I couldn't get out of. Mm-hmm. And I needed to be rescued, didn't know I needed to be rescued. But in the middle of the night, I would wake up and PTL, back in the day, was on television.
Mm-hmm. Christian television.
And I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what is this? It was kind of like a Johnny Carson talk show, if you remember Johnny Carson.
I remember. Jesse was on PTL many times while it was still in existence.
Okay. Connection
and
there,
I went
too.
There behind the scenes. I was always awesome. The one applauding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, at the time, it was something new to me, and they were talking about Jesus. So it reminded me of my roots, Methodist Church. Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, during that time, at Worldline's, every customer was a Christian. Just they would come
really?
In, I'm a Christian. I'm going to a Christian concert.
Look
I go
God.
To this church. Yeah. And I'm like, Okay, so that began to light up around me. So I remember in the middle of the night just asking for help. Mm-hmm. I wasn't necessarily saying, God, help me.
Yeah.
But there was a cry in my heart. Not long after that, my sister shows up at the house and she's born again. Mm. And she comes in telling me her story, born again, and she hands me 3 tapes as she leaves, cassette tapes.
Now, cassette tapes were huge back
cassette
then.
Cassette tapes.
This had to be 80s. In the
80s. It was 1987.
Wow.
Never forget it as long as I live. 2 music tapes, 1 preaching mm-hmm. tape, the word. Mm-hmm. Sandy Patty, Lauryn Hill Harris, and Charles Stanley.
Wow.
So, of course, being a musician, I put the music tapes on first. Just in a miserable condition, dark place, and I said, let me just listen. So We Shall Behold Him was the song.
Oh, I love that song.
And if I probably will cry as I say this, and I'll try to not cry too much. But anyway, I heard that music, and there was just brightness all around me. I couldn't see it, but I could feel it, and I had never heard anything like that, and it brought peace. I felt peace for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
And then I put the other one on. It was Lauryn Hill Harris and Sandy Patty, More Than Wonderful.
Oh, I love that song.
Remember that song?
Oh, can't forget that. More Than Wonderful.
You're more than wonderful. So I'm listening to this, and he's prepping me. Next tape that goes in, it was probably the second night. Mm-hmm. I think, I can't remember, but it was probably 3 nights this was going on. Mm-hmm. I put the Charles Stanley tape in. The title of it is You're Not Alone. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening. It's all new to me. He's talking about Jesus will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And he got to the scripture. I think it's Luke 12:7. He knows the number of hairs on your head. They're numbered. Mm. And all of a sudden, I realized, oh, my God. Mm. He's real.
Yes.
I think he's real. If he knows the number of hairs on my head, this is real. Something's going on here. So it made me fall down on my knees and cry out to God. And I screamed out. I said, if you're real, I'm asking you to come into my life. I'm asking you to forgive me of everything I ever did, everything I ever thought. I am so sorry. I just remember, mm-hmm. you know, at that place, all of a sudden, I didn't know to say in Jesus' name. I just said, God, forgive me. All of a sudden, I stood up and a wind blew through me. It was a physical wind, and it blew through my soul. Mm-hmm. And my soul felt, this is what I felt. I felt love that I've never felt before in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I felt accepted. I felt clean in an instant. Mm-hmm. Everything was gone. Everything was removed. I was a new creation. I didn't know at the time I was a new creation. Born again. Mm-hmm. And then later on, I found out my name, Renee, means born again. It means reborn.
Come on.
So I was destined to become born again.
Yes.
And that's the story of how I came in the kingdom.
I love
that.
That
was 1987.
Wow. It's such a powerful story, you know, and every one of us can remember, you know, if you don't know Jesus, you can remember, you can be born again right now. But if you're born again, you remember that moment when Jesus impacted your life, that your life was totally transformed. And, you know, this is an experience that's available for everybody. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, whosoever will just call upon him. You may not know the term to use or the phrase. Renee didn't know the statement. Mm-hmm. Or Jesse even says he doesn't even remember what he said. I don't remember what I said, mm-hmm. but I know my heart cried out to God. I believe God's you touching your heart and you're crying out to him. This is one of those experiences. Someone said, watch this webcast, watch this program. And because you're watching, God is right there with you in that room today.
So
right now we just pray, Father, I lift
that
person up right
now.
Lord, I pray that they'll cry out to you and that that same experience that Renee experienced so many years ago, that I experienced, that Christy experienced, and so many millions around the world have experienced, Lord, that you will just invade that place where they're at. Let them know how much you love them and care for them and that you have a new life for them. Lord, I ask you to touch them today. Lord, forgive them of their sins. Write their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, I thank you that today is their God day in your presence. In
Jesus'
name, amen. I believe that you prayed that prayer along with me, that your heart has been totally changed. So I want you to make a comment there and let me know so we can continue to lift you up and let you know how wonderful the Word of God is and put things into your life that will transform you today and forever.
Yes, thank the you, presence Lord. Of God. I can feel it here in yeah. Studio C thank as you told Jesus. That story. It's just, it fills me up so much to see that you're here now with us through completely Christian changed. Television, through media, through music,
Amen.
And now this
Amen.
Is what you're doing day in and day out, serving the Lord, and people are getting born again just by watching this and hearing this testimony. How beautiful is that? And we have a whole team of people, Team JDM, ready to pray with you. So if you need prayer, all you have to do is comment below. We have Team JDM willing to pray with you, and you can call and have somebody pray with you as well and have that point of contact. You know, Jesus is so good.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful.
And it sets you on a new journey. I mean, mm-hmm. your past was gone, and all of a sudden God put you on a new road.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point He led you here to the ministry. We connected with you and
total divine encounter there too. I don't think I have enough moments here to share everything that God did, but what happened was I was still at the piano store, yeah. saved, born again, and in walks the worship leader for Jesse's home church. I didn't know it at the time, but there was a divine connection there. And he came in, I thought he was a customer. I asked him his name, what do you do? He said, I'm a worship leader at a local church here. I said, really, I'm born again. And he said, what? Mm-hmm. And so—
And how long had you been born again at that time
not
when
long.
You encountered him?
Not just long.
Weeks
less,
or
less
something?
Less than a year.
Really?
Oh, less than a year.
Oh,
the
Holy Ghost
than
works
a year.
Quick.
So I met him, and then I went to a Christian concert not long after that, and we were in a food line, and I hear, Renee, and it was him again. And he said, I just got a brand new keyboard. Would you like to come to the church office and see it? So I said, sure, I don't have anything else to do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I went, and he was playing the keyboard, and I'm listening to him, checking it out, and the speakers start crackling. Mm-hmm. So he asked me, he said, can you just sit there and play a little bit while I try to fix
was
it.
Was he setting you up, you think? Or he
no,
just
this was real.
That's a good one. I'm wondering.
It was real.
That was the Holy Ghost.
It was sizzling. And so I said, sure, I'll play a little bit. So I played like, I don't know, it was 5 seconds. And he said, stop. And I picked my hands up, and he said, whipped my chair around, and he said, you are called to play in this church on the worship team, and this is God. And I said, okay. Now, I had picked another church. Mm-hmm. I was looking for a church. I was fresh, born again. And I just said, I think I'm going to go to that church. But God had another plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I knew it, on Resurrection Sunday, I was up there playing the keyboard. There was an evangelist that it was his home church, and he would travel through the church, and that was Brother Jesse Duplantis.
Oh, this is great. Yes. I've never heard this story. This is awesome.
Yeah. So, and that's not all of it. So he shows up somewhere in this picture. It wasn't the first year, because I remember just every time he would come in, we'd be like, what is going to happen here? He just follows the Holy Ghost. He moves in the gifts of the Spirit. I just felt connected. I was always wanting to be there.
Yeah.
So anyway, he shows up one Sunday, and he walks back to the back. I was sitting in the back. He walks back to me, and he says, are you Renee?
This is during the worst service.
Was during he given, his like, part of the service.
He was moving in the gifts of the Spirit, I would guess. Sometimes he does that. He walks through the crowd.
He was moving
gives
through?
A word of
yes.
knowledge
yes,
to people.
So
God
powerful.
Leads him to say certain things or pray for certain people.
Exactly.
And this happened to you.
And he V-lined it right for me, and I said, yes, I am. And he told me that he said, when I got here, I've seen you sing, I've seen you play, but I didn't know your name. So I asked, what is her name? And so he said, I want to tell you what happened. I was in Hawaii, and I was walking on the beach. I don't know if you remember this. I was walking on the beach, and God showed me your face, and he said, pray for her.
Wow.
And Jesse said, God, why? I don't know her. Why? And he said, it doesn't matter why. She's struggling. She's having a hard time. Pray for her.
Mm.
So he did. So he came back to the church, pulled me out to tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started to pray over me, and in the minute he touched me, I went down on the floor under the power of God. I don't remember what he said. But there was a connection
yeah.
there, and it was evident to me, what is going on here? I'm still pretty new in the Lord.
Yeah.
So then he would come other times and he would give me more words. Mm-hmm. And it would be right on. I mean, right on to my life. I believed in my heart that I would minister with him one day. Yeah. God just kept putting him in my heart. So 7 years later, as I believed,
7 years.
I waited and waited, and I'm like, everybody, all my friends are working over there, because there was a connection because of the church. And I'm like, what about me, Lord? I'm the one that, you know, I feel like I got the word. Anyway, so I started to give up on it a little bit because it was 7 years. I go to sleep one night, and I had a dream. Jesse was in the dream. The phone rang in the dream. It was Jesse. And he said, listen, Renee, I can't hire you right now, but if you just hang on, I'll get in touch with you. Mm-hmm. Well, I woke up and it was as real to me. And I'm like, I'm not worried about this anymore. This is God. So not long after that, I got a call from Suzanne Tyler, my mentor.
She was working for us
best
at the
friend,
time.
Mm-hmm. The evangelism coordinator for this ministry. Yeah. And she said Jesse wanted to join him in Birmingham, Alabama.
Come on.
And just come
for,
play.
For worship.
Just to come, and help the worship leader play the piano. And that was my job interview.
Yeah.
And
you were hired on the spot.
After the meeting.
That's great. Sounds
a great day.
It's totally a miracle of God. It was all planned by God and step by step.
And we've always felt such a God connection with you. I know you and Jesse have a similar background in nightclubs and that kind of a thing. But that's just one part of it. But that 100% sold out to God heart is what I think really connects us all together
so beautiful.
Amen. Yeah, it's so wonderful too. When I had the opportunity to join the worship team not long after I began working here, it was wonderful because I've never really been on a worship team. I'd sing praises to God, but I kind of had more of a theater background. But when I started the team under your leadership and I felt the power of God and the anointing, when you walk on that platform to sing praises to God.
You can feel it.
You can feel it. It's tangible. And in even the songs, like you were mentioning before earlier, choosing those songs that magnify Him. And as you look out into the crowd, as we worship, you can see people are being healed and hearing the word, hearing the music ministry, lifting their hands and lifting up that voice to Jesus. It's so precious. And it changed my life having been under your leadership for 5 years now. It's been awesome.
Five years.
Time's
flying.
Yeah. And we learn to, you know, cultivate our gift to God, which is beautiful. But not only have I become a better singer, I've just been become a better worshiper because of your leadership.
Thank you,
Pastor Renee.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
When we're up there, it's something you step into. Mm-hmm. The keyboard is up there for me, but I cannot do what I do without the Lord. I can't do it. So right before each service, I'm like, Lord, you know, if you're not with me, I'm out of here. That's the way I feel anyway. So once the music starts, you can feel the intensification. It starts to get heavier and heavier. And sometimes our guitar player, he'll take off and he'll run off the stage because it gets so intense you don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes you cry. Sometimes it makes you dance, clap your hands, shout, different things. I remember at one church.
I was just thinking of that. Jesse was preaching, you know, and he just started preaching. He was teaching on the ingredients of our covenant. I'll never forget the message. And he had this 3-point message for it. I think adoration, something else, some kind of Asian, it ended with I-T-I-O-N or whatever. And so, usually before when I'm with Jesse, he'll have me come and say a few words before the service. He didn't do that this time. But he after he was through with his message, I just felt like he's not saying the rest of it. Yeah. The rest of it, there's one more Asian, one more word. And because God had just given me the word visitation.
Wow.
And so God was visiting his people. He was visiting me right there on the on the pew where he was preaching. But it was a powerful service. So he called me up there and I started just exhorting the people, telling them about how God was visiting his people. It's time for God to visit us. And we need to embrace that. And after a while, the platform was too small. And it was a big platform. I remember I was going back and forth across the platform and shouting, and the people were, it was the whole congregation seemed, the whole building seemed to be lit up with the fire of God. And I just remember thinking that platform's too small. And so I left the platform and I ran around the church. And I knew, and
wow,
I came down the
yes.
center aisle, and I just knew that when I would come before the platform, I would be on my face. And I kicked my shoes off even, and I took off running. And I was in this very classy St. John's suit. I mean, we dressed more formal in those days. And so I remember I came down on the platform on my face before God, and it was just a supernatural eruption of the Holy Ghost. And I love that moment.
Never the same.
Mm-hmm. I remember it was in May is when it happened. I think my father had just passed away a few weeks before that, and I must have been at a certain spot. God knows.
He sure does. I just think that's such a powerful moment, you know, experiencing the Holy Spirit so beautifully in the church. I actually have a glorious story to share about somebody who loves to watch Covenant Church, which I love my church, Covenant Church, and it's just, we're a big family, and it really is anointed. And this is from a Covenant Church service on YouTube. It says, "Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for restoring life in us believers as we watch Covenant Church. We claimed victory. Thank you, Jesse and Kathy and the ministry for spreading the gospel of truth. Amen." This is so powerful because as you were just describing shouting and
you know,
being
it
free.
Happens in the house,
yes,
but
it does
communicate through the screen. I know that people that have watched you could testify this the same
yes.
way. And we get comments from people. Look, we're talking about, the presence of God is here. People would say, it's here too. It's in my house.
It's there in their living room.
There's no limit.
Yes,
there's no limit.
Thank
That's what's
so
powerful.
True. And I love when she said, it says, thank you, Jesus, for restoring life in us believers as we watch Covenant Church. What a beautiful thing to reflect on, that we're a part of this beautiful ministry, Covenant Church too. And it's restoring life. Jesus is our life. And even now, as you're watching this, I believe he's restoring life inside of you. You may be feeling weary, but don't give up. You can live that glorious life in Jesus. That's what it's all about.
That's so true. Yes. And I'm so thankful for all our partners that help us to do what we do. And we always take time for that in our Glorious Living program, as well as in our services, to just acknowledge our partners. We thank you so much for giving. And if you have not given and the Lord is speaking to you, give to be a partner or be a one-time giver, you can do that today by using the information that's on the screen.
Yes, so good.
But we know we connect with God in so many different ways, of course, through our giving, but also through our worship, which we're talking about right now. But also in His Word, He gives us His Word, and so many things in His Word are put to song, which you sing about that. But it's wonderful to know that God never leaves us, never forsakes us, that we all have a glorious moment where God has impacted our life.
Oh, yes.
And this is what this program's all about. We're living in glorious moments every single day.
It's so
Hallelujah
wonderful.
For that.
Yes, indeed. And this song, you're singing, Pastor Renee. I love that song that you sing, the Alabaster Box. I know that that's just such a powerful song. That's your song. And when you play it, I mean, the anointing of God is there. And so I just want to thank you for ministering life into us
you're
as you sing
welcome.
And everything you do. It's been an honor to hear your story. You're awesome.
That's just a little bit of it. Yeah. I know you have so much more. We've been trying to get you on his program for a long time.
We did.
So thank you for putting the toe in the water, giving us that part of your story. Hope you'll come back and share some other things as God directs you. And no pressure. But before we go, I know you brought this jar here. We're just going over in our time, but it's okay. Can you just explain to me why that was important for you to have here
today? Sure. I tried to find an alabaster jar, but this is an alabaster candle holder. And it's stone, and it's transparent stone. So I put it on my coffee table at home, and you can see through. So it lights up the whole room. And it just reminds me, I have things all over my house. I was going to bring all these things.
That's okay.
But hey, this is your house, too.
I have my shofar. I have the Ark of the Covenant. I look inside of it, you know, and I have all these Israel books. I have a tallit. I love the Hebraic roots. So, you know, just everything, create your own world.
Yeah.
You put things around
That's
you.
Right.
It's not statues or anything like that, but it's reminders. And constantly, because we're in this world and it's constantly trying to pull us away. So I have things all over my house like that, but that's the most special. You weren't there the night Jesus found me.
Yeah, that's right.
You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. You don't know the cost of the alabaster box.
Yeah.
It's all of our stories. So I love it. It's pretty.
So it's symbolic of your walk with God and how
symbolic,
he revealed himself to you and how your whole life is still in his hands.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Renee, I'm excited. Yay. Because I know that this is just the beginning of you worshiping the Lord, even though you've had such a beautiful journey. I believe, like you said, Jesus is coming back, and we have a lot more worship to do.
Yeah, preparing for the journey ahead.
Preparing for the journey ahead. That's
and wonderful. That's our assignment as leaders, which we are. You lead in worship. Yeah. You help with these programs. You lead worship at the church and different. And over the years, you've went with us to crusades and things all over the world and all over the place, especially in the U.S. And it's been a great journey, and it's been wonderful to see. Thank you. And it's been a God relationship. Yeah. And that's what God does. You know, He puts us in these special moments in time. And I believe that today you've been part of this special moment. Yes. So as Renee shared part of her story, and you have a story to share too. So I hope that you share your story with us on go to partnercare@jdm.org or comment.org or comment below. We want to hear how God has impacted your life on this program.
That's right.
Or just any story that you would like to share, because it's important that we share our story.
It sure is. Oh, I love this. And it has been a glorious time.
So good.
I can't wait to sing with you on Sunday.
I loved it.
I know. It's going to be good.
Yeah, and we'll be looking for you on Sunday and our next glorious moment as well. So thank you so much for joining us today here in Studio C. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.